Life of Pi by Yann Martell. Read by Carrie Shale. Author's note. This book was born as I was hungry. In the spring of 1996, my second book, a novel, came out in Canada. It didn't fare well. The fiasco did not affect me too much. I had already moved on to another story, a novel set in Portugal in 1939. Only, I was feeling restless. And I had a little money, so I fled to Bombay. This is not so illogical if you realize three things: that a stint in India will beat the restlessness out of any living creature, that a little money can go a long way there, and that a novel set in Portugal in 1939 may have very little to do with Portugal in 1939. I had been to India before, for 5 months. This second time, I knew better what to expect, and I knew what I wanted. I would settle in a hill station and write my novel. My notes spread out in front of me next to a steaming cup of tea. Green hills, heavy with mists, would lie at my feet, and the shrill cries of monkeys would fill my ears. Thus set up, I would turn Portugal into a fiction. That's what fiction is about, isn't it? The selective transforming of reality. What need did I have to go to Portugal? The lady who ran the place would tell me stories about the struggle to boot the British out. We would agree on what I was to have for lunch and supper the next day. After my writing day was over, I would go for walks in the rolling hills of the tea estates. Unfortunately, the novel sputtered and died. It's a misery peculiar to would-be writers. Your theme is good, as are your sentences. Your characters are so ruddy with life they practically need birth certificates. The plot you've mapped out for them is grand, simple, and gripping. The dialogue zips along.